From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. On the eve of the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea, North Korea staged a military parade, even as its athletes prepare to compete alongside South Koreans, and sends a high-level delegation for the opening ceremonies. And Pyongyang ruled out talks with U.S. officials. A senior North Korean official said Pyongyang has never begged for dialogue with Washington. That's not surprising to research fellow Go Myung-hyun of the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies.
The U.S. side has made it very clear from the beginning that didn't want to make Pyeongchang an opportunity for U.S. and North Korea to meet. The U.S. side is clearly worried about North Korea making Pyeongchang a stage for North Korea's propaganda campaign.
Vice President Mike Pence will head the U.S. delegation to the Games. He's in South Korea now. He said in Japan the U.S. would soon unveil tough new economic sanctions against North Korea.
We will continue to intensify our maximum pressure campaign until North Korea takes concrete steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization.
However, Wednesday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted the dispute with the North over its nuclear missile programs is firmly in the diplomatic lane. Deputy South African President Cyril Ramaphosa Wednesday predicted a speedy resolution of President Jacob Zuma's exit from power over corruption allegations. Political analyst Nsebisi Ndilyana cautioned that Mr. Ramaphosa, his likely successor, has to be careful.
Cyril is worried that if it looks like the ANC pushes him out, he might be disruptive, might mobilize an ethnic base, because he feels that he's been dealt with rather harshly.
Mr. Ramaphosa is in dialogue with Mr. Zuma. This is VOA News. In Syria, more than 30 civilians were reported killed Wednesday in continued Russian-backed Syrian airstrikes in the rebel-held enclave of Eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Rescuers known as White Helmets rushed casualties to awaiting ambulances heading to hospitals. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said nearly 400 people, many of them children, have been killed in government operations since January 29. Meanwhile, the U.S. said it launched airstrikes on Syrian-backed forces Wednesday as they attacked elements of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces accompanied by American advisors. A U.S. official said more than 100 were killed. Rescue workers continue pulling survivors and bodies from the wreckage of buildings that collapsed following a late Tuesday earthquake in Taiwan with a magnitude 6.4 that struck near the city of Hualien. So far, at least 9 were killed, more than 200 injured. Dozens are still missing. The U.S. said Wednesday it's shifting combat and intelligence-gathering aircraft to Afghanistan, targeting Taliban insurgents. Major General James Hecker heads the NATO Air Command in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan has become CENTCOM's main effort, thanks to the recent successes in Iraq and Syria. This has allowed CENTCOM to shift more assets our way, which will significantly improve our ability to assist the Afghans.
Hecker said CENTCOM has launched new air attack Tuesday in the north, targeting Taliban training facilities with guided munitions. While acknowledging you can't bomb the insurgents into submission, he said it's another pressure point on them. More than 300 child soldiers were released Wednesday by armed groups in South Sudan, a small number of the estimated 19,000 believed to have been recruited in 5 years of ethnic struggle. The UN said the release of the 87 girls and 224 boys is a first step in a process that should see hundreds more freed in coming weeks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday announced a coalition agreement with the left-of-center Social Democrats, ending months of political uncertainty since her center-right government lost seats in the September election.
Die Bundesrepublik Deutschland wird mit diesem Koalitionsvertrag zurückkehren.
SPD leader Martin Schulz said with this agreement, Germany will return to an active and leading role in the European Union. As part of the deal, his party will take over the finance, foreign ministry, labor, justice, family, and environment portfolios. The agreement must be voted on among the rank and file of the SPD. Wednesday was a seesaw day on Wall Street following the wild gyrations of the previous two sessions in New York. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index ended lower by about 20 points following an early surge Wednesday. It now stands at 24,893. The Dow lost nearly 1,200 points Monday while gaining back nearly 570 on Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.